This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Governor Sean Parnell has signed operating and capital budget bills totaling $12.8 billion for next year. That's $400,000 less than this year's budget, but the state still shows a budget deficit of $1.4 billion for next year. The deficit for the current year, which ends June 30th, is $1.7 billion. Tuesday marked 1 week since the Funny River fire began burning on the Kenai Peninsula. Since very early on in the fire, a Fairbanks group has been in control of the firefighting efforts. KBBI's Aaron Selbig tells us more about the Alaska Interagency Incident Management Team.
In a stressful, constantly changing situation like the Funny River fire, who steps in to take control?
It's like walking into a buzzsaw.
That's Bernie Panetta, Fire Information Officer for the Alaska Interagency Incident Management Team. The team, based out of Fort Wainwright near Fairbanks, has been on the scene in Soldotna for nearly a week. The team of about 40 people quickly set up a command center at Skyview High School, and from there started coordinating all firefighting efforts. It helps that the team is tied in with the National Incident Command Center in Boise, Idaho.
So when the bell rings and the alarm goes off, a call is made for a request for a team specifically in this case. And then we get mobilized and away we go.
Panetta says that as of Wednesday morning, there have been many successes fighting different fronts of the fire, but there is still much to do. On the northwestern part of the fire, nearest the Sterling Highway, firefighters are using hand tools like shovels and Pulaskis to dig a hand line. That's a shallow trench down to the bare soil that will stop or at least slow the fire's advance. Further east, near the Funny River neighborhood that was evacuated over the weekend, crews are using heavy equipment, including bulldozers and Caterpillar excavators, to dig wider containment lines. Panetta said those two lines linked up Tuesday afternoon. Of course, the rain that has finally been falling on the Kenai Peninsula over the last day or two has been a welcome sight for firefighters.
The only problem is we're going to need about 5 or 6 more days of constant precip in order for it to be significant. With all the canopy that's out there, and it's in some places it's pretty decadent in terms of some of the black spruce and such, it doesn't really permeate down to the carpeted floor.
It's that forest floor, says Panetta, filled with dead grasses and spruce needles. That's one of the reasons the fire grew so quickly. Another is wind.
This is the second day that we've enjoyed the weather as far as in terms of there's no real issues with wind, which was driving and testing our lines. The strongest that we were seeing out there was 20 to 25 with 30 mile an hour gusts as well.
When a big fire like this happens, especially one so close to populated communities, information can spread with the wind too. Panetta says the team has used traditional tools to get the latest fire updates out to the public, including roadside signs and community meetings. But what's the best way to reach the most people?
Nowadays, in this case, social media is really almost like a tool. Well, it is a tool. The team does have their own Facebook page that the amount of hits that we've had on that has been incredible.
Reporting from Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.
Across Cook Inlet, firefighters have declared the Tionic Fire 100% contained. More than $20 million in federal fishery disaster funds will be distributed in Alaska in response to poor king salmon runs in recent years. KYUK reports federal officials and 11 groups have worked out how the disaster funds will be split. The Yukon-Kuskokwim region will receive a little more than $9.6 million of the funds, and Cook Inlet will get slightly more than $11.1 million. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration spokeswoman Julie Spiegel says funds can be used for efforts to restore the fishery, prevent similar failures, or help affected communities. She says the funds are expected to go through several approval steps before they're released in the fall. Alaska Marine Highway workers approved a strike authorization this week, meaning the Inland Boatmen's Union could call for workers to strike if the union and state cannot agree on a new contract. The current contract expires on June 30th, but the state and union are at an impasse over several issues, primarily workers' cost of living adjustments. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.